The U.S. Census Bureau showed that youth from low-income families were about 200% less likely to be involved in extracurricular activities than youth from middle to upper-income families as the country transitioned out of the pandemic. This happens for reasons ranging from cost-prohibitive participation fees to lack of transportation to sometimes parental work schedules or the need to help with familial responsibilities while parents work. A separate study found that youth who were not involved with extracurricular activities were significantly more likely to drop out of high school than their engaged counterparts. And some may argue that there's a ripple effect, as some 70% of incarcerated people in the United States do not have a high school diploma. In Concord, the staff, coaches, and participants at the Community Youth Center are working hard to create a different kind of narrative for the more than 2,000 youth who are taking sports ranging from football to recreational and competitive cheer to dance or wrestling. Recently, the CYC organized a resource fair aimed at supporting the families of the participants while also supplying them with back-to-school supplies.
So my name is Karen Pineda. I work with Community Youth Center, and right now we are hosting a community resource fair. We have about 22 nonprofit organizations here in Contra Costa, and we have water games and a jumper for the kids.
You know, we've got everything from cell phones to how you can get help with food access, trauma support. Why is it important to have this at a rec center?
I think it is important to be able to have the community come together. For example, if there's a family that's in need of any sort of court support, or if they need assistance with having their children watched after school or getting food. I think it's important for us to all collaborate together, and that way we can have a warm transition between organizations where families can communicate and have different resources available.
And at the Community Youth Center, you have close to 2,000 youth, right?
Yes, we have about 2,000 youth here from Monday through Friday, and we are a year-round facility, ages 3 to 18. It's $35 a month. Whether you take one class or 10 classes, it's all the same price. And then if you have a sibling, you also get a discount. And we also have scholarships available
for people who can't make that. Why is it important to have a space like this with so many programs available?
I think it's important because we want to try to keep the kids off the street. And so for parents that have to work after they pick up their children from school, this is a safe place for them to drop them off, where they can have tutoring and have a sports activity they can do, and their parents know that they're safe here and they can come pick them up whenever they're done with work.
Arti Awastri says she and her children are living proof that the CYC's system works.
Hi, my name is Arti. I'm a customer service rep at CYC. It's a community youth center in Concord, California, where we have youth that are able to come and do multiple activities, ages 3 to 18, anywhere from basketball, gymnastics, boxing, soccer, taekwondo, wrestling, cheer, flag, and then we also have a great academic excellence program.
Yes, for you, your family, it's an intergenerational thing. I think I've seen even maybe your parent volunteering at something, and your children are involved as participants and even coaches.
Yes, my kids came here when they were 4 and 9, and now they are 14 and 20. My daughter is now a coach here. My son is volunteering at in strength and conditioning and hopes to work here someday. So, yeah, it's really nice. It's nice to be involved with the community and have everybody together.
How did the trajectory of your kids' lives possibly change by having this as a safe place to land and get involved?
I moved here from San Francisco, and my daughter was 5 years old. My son, when he was born and started transitional kindergarten, I was looking for somewhere to get involved. You know, as a single parent, it is hard to afford something where my child can go be safe and has a strong community. I was introduced to this by one of the moms at his school, and we have been here ever since. They have tried all the sports. They have made lifelong friends. I have parents that are my friends outside of here. As a worker, I joined 6 years ago, and as a worker, I am now, hey, I'm a celebrity. I get to know everybody.
Zintley Rivera-Rigoza is a cheer coach with roots as a youth participant in the CYC cheer program.
My name is Zintley Rivera-Rigoza. I am a customer service representative, and I am a all-star cheer coach.
And how did you come to get involved with this place?
So how I came to come to CYC was my mom, she went through some tough times when my little brother was little. She had postpartum depression, and she wouldn't leave her house. So Actually, they're actually here, the Welcome Home Baby. My mom was part of that program, and the lady referred her to Community Youth Center, and so she started bringing me when I was 3, and I've been here ever since, and I'm 20 now, so.
So one of the agencies that's here intervened with your family, mm-hmm. and how would your life be different had that not happened?
Oh, I feel like it would definitely be a lot different because, well, where I live, it's a little bit more, lower income, so a lot of my friends have dropped out of school. I've lost a lot of friends to violence and stuff, and I think this was actually a really good place to come in and just escape all of that. All of the things that I thought I could never do, I was able to do. I could go compete to Florida with this nonprofit organization. I was able to fulfill my dreams of being an all-star cheerleader, because all-star cheerleading is honestly a very hard sport to come by, because there are places that it can be up to $5,000, and here we pay maybe 25% of that, you know. So it helped me in many, many ways.
And so now you're a coach, and you're helping the next generation. Yes, what is it like when you look at sometimes watching people not much older than you were when you were a child come in and helping them come up?
I think it's really fulfilling to be able to provide that support that I needed when I was a child, you know. So sometimes I see myself in these kids and I'm I need to make sure that I don't mess up, because they're kids and they pick up on everything. So I really want to help facilitate that loving environment for them.
And what's the most important lesson you've learned over the years as somebody who started out in the program and now is coaching and doing other things in your life?
Discipline, dedication, and desire are 3 words here at CYC. Those are very important to me.
How do they apply to you?
Well, discipline, definitely, because cheer is not an easy sport. It's very discipline-oriented. Dedication, because you need to be dedicated, you know. Sport, if you don't have that dedication, it's really hard to come by. And then the desire to have more than you were given. Yeah.
And those skills those 3 Ds are applicable to all aspects of life.
Yes, everywhere, in school, in anything that you feel like you need that motivation, always those 3 Ds are always the best.
What is your dream in the long term?
Well, at this moment, I'm still figuring out, but something that does interest me is counseling. I would like to be some type of counselor, either in middle school, high school, or even college maybe, but yeah.
And then do you take classes as well?
Yes, I take classes at Diablo Valley College, and I'm hoping to transfer next fall.
Kelly Isas is a soccer coach who started as a soccer player. I spoke with her as she painted faces during the resource fair.
It's just amazing, knowing that you were once in their shoes, and now you're able to teach them what you know.
In what way might it have shaped your life, having had this experience of a place to go and connect with when you were 10?
So when I was younger, I just really respected my coaches. So now coming back and seeing how the kids respect me and see me as a figure of someone they could admire and just someone they could rely on, it's really inspirational, knowing that I followed the footsteps of my previous coaches. Yeah.
Awesome. And what do you hope that they learn from you?
Just to be an amazing human being, and just learning that you could rely on us as coaches and your community, and just take everything that we give them and value it.
The resounding message from the CYC and from the community resource providers who showed up to share resources, ranging from cell phones to low-income families, to literacy programs, to Head Start programs, to child and family services, was twofold. First, get involved, and second, don't be afraid to ask for help. For more information about the Community Youth Center, visit communityyouthcenter.org.